This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Grant. He's Danny. This is The Fan. Welcome back. There was another invasion of a visiting crowd at FedEx Field this past weekend. Minnesota Vikings fans taking over. I thought it was about 50-50, to be completely honest with you. And I feel for you guys who go to the games. I feel for season ticket holders. I feel for the tailgaters and the people that just have to deal with the opposing fans. Now, luckily, I was asking some people at the game. They said, oh, this wasn't bad. Vikings fans were all extremely nice and just very pleasant and decent to deal with, which is probably true.
Yeah, they're kind Midwesterners.
So at least you're not dealing with super annoying Cowboys or Eagles or Giants right. fans. However, you go to a game, you pay a lot of money, you're sitting in the cold, the Redskins lose, and you're not even benefiting from the camaraderie of the fellowship of being with 50,000 other like-minded people. It's tough to watch. Here is where I want to go with this, though, Danny. Because you had mentioned you wanted to talk about this, and we kind of decided, well, okay, we'll do that, because it's a little bit of a tired topic.
Yeah, we know that we've done the why. We've gone around in circles a million times, and people will regurgitate the same crap. It's a transient market. There are lots of transient markets, lots of big cities that people want to come to and come to live in and come to work. That's normal. This is extra. It's a league-wide problem. I understand that. Dallas is dumb Jerry World where there's 150,000 people. So, yeah, other fans will come show up, and they're a bunch of bandwagon front-running sons of guns anyway. But we've gone through some of these reasons, and the transient thing isn't good enough. We know why. We've heard all the reasons a million times over. What I want to know is, what can be done about it? What can be done? What steps should be taken? How do you fix it? And the biggest thing I want to point the IFSR on at, I don't think the Redskins care. I don't think this Redskins organization, and this to me would be the ultimate chance for Bruce Allen to shine. This is the kind of role that Bruce Allen should have and should take on. This should be his number one project. He should be embarrassed at the fact that there are 20 teams that have a 500 or better record at FedEx Field, and the Redskins aren't one of them. He should be embarrassed when he gazes out from his owner's luxury super suite where they have a Redskins crockpot cooking sadness, and he sees all the purple jerseys. This should be his number one priority. And it's not, because people bought tickets, and that's all they care about. They just want the concessions. They want the parking. They want the money. I understand that. You're a business. At a certain point in time, the long-term benefits of making it so that your hometown fans are invested is the most important thing that this franchise can do.
So we're going to get into this at 800-636-1067 in just a few minutes. We'll give you our thoughts. But let's hit the phones. Several people wanted to weigh in on the benching of Tyrod Taylor. Tyrod Taylor loses his job in Buffalo. He is being replaced by Nathan Peterman of Pitt, a mid-round pick who's never played before. The Bills are over 500, and if the season started right now because the AFC is so terrible, I should say the season ended and the playoffs started right now, they would make the playoffs. Your thoughts on that? I wouldn't have done it. But I absolutely understand why they have. Tyrod Taylor has just proven over the last couple years he's not that good of a passer. By the way, I said to you, I just made the claim. I said, I guarantee you over the last 10 years that there are not five guys who have started 16 games and have less than 3,000 passing yards, which is what he was on pace for. The Bills cannot throw the ball at all. I am back to the 2007 NFL season. I've found two guys who in 16 starts did not throw for 3,000 yards. And those two guys were Christian Ponder in 2012 with the Vikings, who wasn't good.
Out of football.
Also a rookie in that year. Mm-hmm. And Joe Flacco in 2008 with the Ravens, 16 starts, who was also a rookie. So two rookies who literally were asked to do nothing in 16 games because their teams were bad and they were just handing the ball off, who have ever been in the same boat as Tyrod Taylor was going to be in this year, which is a 16-start season where you weren't over 3,000 yards. So if you want to tell me he shouldn't have been benched, that's fine. I think that's reasonable enough. I kind of agree. You have to admit that the guy's just not a good passer. And if we can't do both of those things, it's going to be a tough conversation. Kyle's in Fairfax. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, morning, guys.
What's up, bud?
I understand why a player of his caliber can be benched. You know, he's just not that great of a passer. I don't like the timing of this at all. And I just want to reflect on the Bills' season from the beginning. The first thing they did was trade away Sammy Watkins for nothing and basically not admit, like the Jets did, that we're rebuilding. Then Charles Clay gets hurt. Then Jordan Matthews gets hurt. All of a sudden, the Bills go 5-2, I want to say, and everyone is shocked. I mean, they were the most surprising team in football other than the Rams before they imploded 2 weeks ago. But 2 weeks ago against the Jets, they were down by 25 to 30 points in the fourth quarter. Why didn't they make a quarterback switch then? It doesn't make sense that they're doing this now. And it's the first time that Tyrod has a weapon. They just traded for Kelvin Benjamin, and he's been known to connect with these big receivers. I mean, Sammy Watkins did well for him. I understand that a change is needed. I hate the timing. I think the locker room will not like the timing either.
So let me counter, and it's a good phone call. I appreciate it. Obviously very knowledgeable about the Bills, possibly a Bills fan hanging out among us. They thought that big receiver thing would work with Jordan Matthews. It didn't, and he's slow and laboring, and it doesn't work. I don't know that anything will really work with one of those receivers. Here's if I'm McDermott, I'm looking at my roster, and I'm thinking of this. Through those first, I'd say, 7 weeks, my defense was outstanding. It was outstanding. It was one of the surprises of the league. Now it's New Orleans' defense that's the surprise of the league. But I'm looking at a group that gave up 12, 9, 16, 17, 14 points in multiple games. They held teams to 20 or less in 5 of their first 7 games, right? They were outstanding. All of a sudden, that isn't the case anymore. And if I got to play some shootouts, I can't do it with Tyrod Taylor. So just kind of devil's advocate there. Maybe that's what they're thinking, going, if we're going to give up points at this rate, I got to find a way to put a bunch of points on the board myself. I can't do this ground control thing.
I actually think the decision is a good one for the organization. I just think the timing of it makes it really difficult to sell. But you can't make decisions based on popularity and blowback. And the timing's going to generate and garner you blowback. There's no doubt in my mind. But you can't make the call based on that if you're McDermott. Mm-hmm. Mo's in Largo. What's up, Mo?
Hey, Mo.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to start off by saying I really don't agree with the decision to bench him and to make the statement that I understand that he's on pace to throw for under 300 yards perceivably, but he hasn't done that in his career. The last 2 years, he's thrown for over 3,000 yards.
Well, and he barely got to 3,000 last year in 16 starts, by the way. He had the lowest amount of passing yards by far in the NFL of guys who started 16 games.
I didn't say that how much over 3,000.
He barely threw
over 3,000 yards.
Yeah.
And he had a 3 touchdowns to 1 interception ratio. So with that being said, that's a quarterback that is serviceable and that is a quarterback that you can win with. Now, the situation up in Buffalo is not conducive to being successful as a passer. For one, they don't run a scheme in which they're throwing a lot of targets downfield. Two, they don't have the personnel to operate in which they could throw the ball downfield. So to say that he can't do it or is not capable of doing it, I think it's unfair. I just think that he hasn't been in a situation that has been conducive to making him successful as a passer. And there's one more statement that I'd like to make, and this is one thing that I really have a hard time with. I hate the fact that the media deems quarterbacks running quarterbacks because they have the ability to run. When's the last time we deemed Aaron Rodgers a running quarterback? He can run with the best of them. But as soon as you're a black quarterback and you have the ability to run, they deem you a running quarterback. Let's take in consideration, when these guys drop back, they don't want to run. They run because they have to.
Well, that's true, Mo. I think it's a bad comp with Tyrod Taylor because he is a running quarterback. However, I think your point's correct. I'll give you an example. A good example is Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston does not run. People say, oh, Jameis Winston's a playmaker. He's a quote-unquote dual threat. No, he's not. He's just a pocket passer. I think Deshaun Watson is a better pocket passer than he gets credit for. People say he's a running quarterback because he can. Now, Tyrod Taylor, unfortunately, goes against what you're talking about because he does run around a lot and make a lot of plays with his feet.
Well, it's also beyond escaping. They're design runs. He ran for 570 yards a couple seasons ago.
Comparing him to Aaron Rodgers in terms of running the ball is silly. On the yards last year, because he brought that up, not me, there was... Among quarterbacks who started 16 games, and Tyrod, I guess, missed one game last year. He had 15. But if you look at quarterbacks with 15 starts last year, nobody had fewer than 3,400, which was Marcus Mariota, who, again, is not a great passer. We've talked about that on the show a lot. He had 400-plus more yards than Tyrod Taylor among the guys who made the same number of starts as him. That's 2 games worth. So, yes, we can point out that this is a really curious benching. We also have to point out this is one of the least effective passers in the NFL over the last few years, and that's not anecdotal, that's statistical. 800-636-1067, Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Hey, guys, Ted Britford. That's where I go to do my car shopping. I love these guys. It's Danny Ruye, by the way. Did you know that? I feel like you did. I love Ted Britford. I've been there two different times. Two different times I've gone to Ted Britford. What did I get each time? I'll tell you. 2016, I went. Got myself a Ford Edge. Loved it. Drove it around for a while. Good power. Good, great. That Sync 3 display system, that backup camera. Awesome. You could shoot a movie on it if you felt like it. Beautiful. It's awesome. Now the wife pushes that whip. I got myself a Ford Fusion. You, too, can get yourself one of those. Check out this price. 2017s, they got to go. They got to go. They got to get off the lot in Fairfax and Chantilly. They are crowding the lot. The 2018s are on the way. That means savings get passed on to you. 0% financing for 72 months plus an extra $1,000 cash on the Fusion, like I mentioned. Focus, Mustang, Taurus, Escape, Flex, Explorer, Expedition, F-150. Wow. Wow is what I say to that. And this is something that Ted Britford does that I love. I just think this is so cool. An extra, on top of what I just said, an extra $1,000 military and veteran rebate to all those who have served and all those who live with those who serve or have served. They take care of the people that take care of us. I think that is so awesome. Go see my guys at Ted Britford. And when you go, please tell them Danny sent you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.